There is one thing that is a little bit tricky here. So the problem in shadowing is, particularly if you have an interfering signal that has shadowing, every now and then you see a dramatic raise in received signal power here. So it's a little bit dangerous in all your computations to say, okay, after the area mean power, and that's approximately my average interference power. Every now and then you get strong peaks of interfering signals. If you take the mean, the expected power here, you will see that the expectation also depends on the variance. Now this even gets worse if you have multiple interfering signals, all with shadowing. If I have one signal that does this, and at the same time there is another signal that causes a plus 20 dB upfade at other instances of time, the collective effect of all these multiple interfering signals is not simply a linear addition of the area mean powers. So it's a little bit tricky to define shadowing first in the domain of dBs and then do frequency planning in absolute values. Collective effect of multiple shadowing signals is much worse than simply a multiplication by the number of users that you see.